It's time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, where we get together with various health professionals around the Q92 listening area at our area hospitals and homes and facilities, and talk about a variety of topics. And with us today, we have Cindy Herridge. Cindy is the Activities Director at Madison Healthcare Services. How are you doing, Cindy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Now, I've gotten to work with you a little bit here in Activities here, as you've come up with an idea that I thought was pretty cool. We've had the residents out a couple of times to a movie at the Grand Theater. That's gone well.
Oh, that is wonderful, and thank you so much for that. The smile on their faces, and they talk about it for days.
I bet they do. That's an outing like no other. When you go to the Grand and have some theater popcorn, everybody should experience that.
Yeah, we have movie and a popcorn, but it's nothing like movie and a popcorn at the Grand.
Not like the big screen. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, not like the big screen.
No, we appreciate that, and it's a lot of fun to have them come out and know that they're enjoying themselves. So.
I know, and it's a lot of fun to take them, so yes.
Yeah, well, it's a little work getting everybody in there and settled and everything, but
we ran a little late the first time.
It's worth it. It's not a problem. So they saw Top Gun and they saw Elvis, I think. So a couple of good shows there.
Yeah, and they kept reminding me about Elvis.
Okay. Well, we'll have to hope the Hollywood puts out some more good movies here pretty soon so we can do that again. So. Well, we're going to talk today a little bit about a volunteer program you have going on over there. Tell us about it. How can people get involved?
Well, we're looking to see if we can have any volunteers, any amount of time that you can give us, short commitments, long commitments. It does require an application process, and there will be a background check, and we do provide training and support, so if you don't have any experience, come on over. And what we're looking for is just one-on-one time, whether that's a hand massage or manicures, serving snacks. We have snacks from 2 to 2:30. If you have time to serve snacks, that would be wonderful. Bingo, we play bingo Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday at 2:30. And the more, the merrier. So if you
that's
could come
a lot of fun. I've had experience playing bingo up there. The Kiwanis Club gets up there once in a while, and I haven't done it for a while, but I used to get to be the caller.
Yes.
Because I was good and loud, and everybody could hear me pretty well. So.
Yeah, I don't need a microphone usually either.
But I got pretty excited about bingoing, you know.
Oh, they could play bingo every day.
Yep. I had to laugh. I had one lady that was sitting right by me one time, and every number I called, she goes, "Do I have a bingo?" I said, nope, not yet. And then I call another number. She goes, "Do I have a bingo?" I look over there. So, nope, not yet. So finally, I looked and see what she needed, and I reached out the right number and called it. Said, "Now you do." She got pretty excited.
I love it when they yell, "I got one! I got one!"
Yeah, we're Kiwanis. We're playing for quarters. You know, that was a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, we have nickels, dimes, and quarters, and then the blackout for a dollar, and that's huge.
A dollar. Yeah, that's well, I like a dollar. So what other opportunities do you have there?
Well, we have evening Tuesdays and Thursdays. We also have evening Pokino. It's another little card game, and we usually get about 18 to 23 residents coming out for that, for something to do after supper. And sometimes you just need to sit with them and just visit or help them turn a card or make sure that they know that it's an Ace of Hearts and not an Ace of Clubs. But so that's available. If you do light sewing, we have where name tags that can be sewn on to their clothes. We have a lot of that to catch up on. Playing cards. We love to start a card group. Rummy is the game of choice. And a men's group. Also Sunday worship service at 2:30. If anybody can help with that, that would be wonderful. Pastor Dawn is our new pastor there, and she's just heartfelt, and she's been visiting with the residents.
And she gets into it. She's doing Elvis trivia with them at the theater.
She does. She does, and she gets into the activities and helps and visits, and just so any help we could give her would be appreciated. So 2:30 at, you know, on Sundays. Also, any kind of setup for, like, monthly communion services, she'd be more than willing to take. Reading mail, just as easy as that, just sitting and reading residents their mail or helping them write a letter. You know, some of these skills are gone.
Maybe reading out of the newspaper,
reading
catch them up on the news or something
like
that.
Yep, we read the newspaper. And those are, you know, helping on a special occasion. You know, even just taking them for a walk, just pushing them around the facility, just walking and talking or holding a hand. It's, you know, it's not hard.
Right, just a little one-on-one contact, right?
Yeah, it's just time. I always say I worked 25 years in the school district, and, you know, parents came to help their kids. But now it's time for kids to come help parents.
That's right.
You know, it's the whole circle of life.
That cycle goes round, it goes. That
cycle
for sure.
goes around. It, you know, you can't get out of it.
That's right. That's going to happen sooner or later.
But we're also looking at, you know, if you want to come and help decorate. Maybe decorating's your thing, not mine, but, you know, maybe it's your thing. So if you want to come and help decorate for Halloween or Thanksgiving or Christmas, you know, we could use you.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter, an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, one day a week, you know, 3 days a month. It, you know, whatever you have that you can give is more than welcome.
Okay. If you have a hobby or something that you kind of show on a show off, probably good.
Yes.
I know my wife, Deb, had kind of a little art class with them at one point in time, and they were
yes.
really getting into that. So
I want to shout out to Deb, too. Yes, she did dumping, acrylic dumping.
Right.
And matter of fact, we have some that will be at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very interesting because we dump paint all over in a generation that likes things neat. So
it's probably
it was
really
like,
kind of freeing for them.
It was like, what am I doing? Yeah. You know, and they wanted to wipe it off.
Yeah.
And, but it when it was done and they got to put their bling on it,
yep.
the jewels,
yep.
they love them. Absolutely love them. So, and we have some really pretty ones. So, yeah, we're excited to bring them
right.
to the fair.
Check for them at the fair.
Yep, yep. Right. Check. We have a few things. We have some crocheting and some other art projects, and a lady put together a puzzle that'll be displayed at the fair. So yeah,
yep, coming up Thursday through Sunday.
We'll be there Thursday.
Yep, looking forward to those beef commercials.
Oh yes, yeah. And the donuts
and the malts. We could go on and on for a while. All right. Well, Cindy, appreciate all the information there. Now, if they do want to volunteer, what's the next step? How can they get a hold of you?
Next step, they can get a hold of me. I have my number, 320-698-7130, or just step on up and, you know, ask for Cindy Herridge or activities, or even just pick up an application and go ahead and fill it out, and they'll route it to me, and I'll be getting a hold of you.
Okay, and even if they don't have any idea exactly what they want to do, like you said, you can help them out.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Find some opportunities.
Maybe they bring an idea to me. Always willing to hear an idea.
All right. Well, as I say, we look forward to seeing them at the Grand again.
Oh, and I look forward to taking them.
Very good.
All right.
Cindy Herridge, appreciate you coming by the studios here and talking with us a little bit about activities at Madison Healthcare Services, and hope we can get you back on here again real soon on Wellness Wednesday.
Oh, thank you so much.